bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Where we going? What we doing? Why is it I always have more energy the second half, the second half than I do the first? Like, what is that about? What is that really about? Really about? So, I was going through some things today. The news is okay, but I'm trying to keep up with what's going on. Washington County, you know, the rain is already here, just so y'all know. There's tornado watch for Washington County until 7 p.m. So there's also a flash flood warning, Fond du Lac County until 7:45. Tornado watch remains in effect for the following counties. You ready? Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Walworth, Jefferson, Waukesha, Washington, Dodge, Ozaukee, Sheboygan, and Fond du Lac counties. In other words, southeastern Wisconsin is about to get punked. And you need to be somewhere and you need to be safe. Of course, if anything happens between now and 6 o'clock, I will be here to let you know exactly what's going on and let you know exactly what's happening. So I'm just saying. And so, you know, I'm just saying. But the weather has me kind of, you know, frazzled. The weather has me thinking that, you know, some things are, you know, interesting. So if you can see my, I have four national streaming channels and four local channels and the internet at the same time. I got TMJ4, I got CBS 58, I got Fox 6 News, and I have WISN 12, BBC, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox. If I can't find it happening today, if I can't figure out what's going on today, then that probably means that I probably don't know what's going on.
Number five.
Got to take the vote. Let me see what it is. Common Council won. Mayor Cavalier Johnson, 0. So how'd that happen? Well, from CBS 58, Common Council overrode. Remember we talked about that veto the other day about the alternate side parking rules? Okay. Residents in one Milwaukee neighborhood can now park on any side of the street overnight. The Common Council vetoed unanimously this morning, yesterday morning, to remove alternate side parking rules in District 4. Half of District 4 has always been exempt from alternate side parking rules except downtown and the east side. New rules now make the entire downtown, the entire automatic district, exempt from overnight parking side parking rules. For the last 5 years, Catherine Ricketts has been in a race to get a parking spot in her Concordia neighborhood after work. She said it's very terrible, even down there and down to the next block, and you have nowhere to park, and you got to walk home, and it's dark and all that stuff. She says she's got about 10 tickets to prove it. Now, it's no longer a problem. Or anybody in Bob Bauman's automatic district. Bob said, by the way, yes, I'm pleased. Alderman Bauman added, I'm pleased because I think it'll bring significant relief to a lot of my constituents. Now, if you can think that you're making a job where you're a bit over minimum wage, but you're kind of, you're still making it, and then you keep getting these tickets and tickets and tickets. Now, alternate side parking is not arcane like and obsolete the way Alderman Bauman says. I think it should come into effect outside of, fall and spring. So in other words, winter, we need alternate side so that you can move your car and get the snow picked up and all that. Then every now and then we need to clear out garbage, debris, all that stuff. The legislation passed unanimously. Mayor Cavalier Johnson vetoed it, citing for the need for a public works study. Idiotic. Idiotic. No, I'm not calling him an idiot. I'm saying it's idiotic that we would need a study, another study, to look at something that everybody has wanted done, every single constituent in your entire Common Council wanted it changed. You really wanted to look at the revenue to see what the revenue the city was bringing in. I'm glad. His office said the veto message speaks for itself. Whose veto message? The Common Council or his? Interesting. Speaking of the Common Council.
Number 4.
From WISN.com. Milwaukee City Hall is cracking down. Well, they loosened up parking. Now they're cracking down on THC sales. The Common Council unanimously passed an ordinance prohibiting the sale of hemp derived THC products to anyone under 21. The products are sold at convenience stores and smoke shops across the city. In Wisconsin, there's no age requirement to buy the products, which often are gummies or chocolate or candy or all that. It's like the Wild West. Well, Bergelis authored the ordinance that unanimously passed the full council. He said, We started looking at this soon after licensing committee meeting where we saw that someone had sold a store clerk more than 600 milligrams of gummies to a child, actually handed it to them over the counter. They looked like gummy worms, and the two kids ended up in the hospital after eating the THC candy an adult had purchased at Arama Foods. The store's license was reviewed at a committee hearing where it was discussed by Common Council members that there was not a way for police to enforce an age requirement on the product because there wasn't one. Can you imagine that? I mean, can you imagine that? You couldn't argue because, well, thank goodness they couldn't drive yet. Thank goodness they couldn't drive yet. But, you know, all is not lost. We live in a really strange world. All is not lost. I think kids are moving on to new crimes, right? Like we're moving on. No more Kia boys. Now we're moving to, I don't know, arson.
Number three.
From Fox6Now.com, you might have heard this story. The Walmart store in Franklin was damaged by a fire this past Monday, the 14th of July. 10-year-old boy from Milwaukee was taken into custody for questioning. So, what we know. Crews were dispatched shortly before 9 p.m. for a fire inside the store at the west end of the building. The crew arrived and they found the occupants evacuating and heavy smoke and visible flames inside the store. A 3-second video taken by a Walmart shopper shows just how quickly the flames intensified. April King is a merchandising contractor at the store. She believes a fire was in the party supplies aisle. The building's automatic sprinkler system was activated and assisted in controlling the spread of the fire and limiting smoke production. Preliminary damage estimates are still being evaluated. However, there has been extensive damage into the millions. King said, I don't understand how a 10-year-old could even, one, think to do that, and then how did he get the equipment to do that? Customers are impacted. Employees at Walmart are impacted because they can't work. So, yeah, it's a big, I'm sorry they used the word huge. It's a huge impact to the community, definitely. The store will remain closed until a full safety assessment and damage evaluation is taken. So if you got pharmacy needs, they're directing people to 27th. Their store on 27th at 3355 South 27th Street in Milwaukee. And their Facebook page will update and give you all the information that you need. I mean, it's unfortunate, but a 10-year-old? A 10-year-old. An actual 10-year-old. Can you believe it? I don't get it. But then again, there's a lot of stories I just don't get.
Number two.
From CNN.com, a group of former and current Louisiana police chiefs and the operator of a Subway sandwich shop are accused of colluding in a decade-long scheme to falsify police reports to help foreign nationals get visas meant for crime victims or witnesses. Federal grand jury returned a... Okay, this number might be wrong. Returned a 62-count indictment charging two police chiefs, a former police chief, a marshal, and a restaurant operator on charges of bribery, mail fraud, money laundering, conspiracy, and immigration fraud. That came from a federal prosecutor today. The scheme focused on getting U visas. Now, you know, every type of visa, A, B, C, I, U, whatever. A U visa, which allows foreign nationals without any official status in the U.S. to stay in the country in certain circumstances, whether the victims or the witnesses of crime, acting U.S. Attorney Alexander Van Hook of the Western District of Louisiana said. U visas are important in helping law enforcement solve cases, but the U.S. limits the number of U visas, that's the letter U, like umbrella, that can be issued, and fraudulent applications can prevent legitimate crime victims or witnesses from getting a visa. So get this. The store operator allegedly paid $5,000 to officers to create false police reports claiming dozens of people were victims of crimes. So if you're paying the police $5,000, what were you getting? This is from December 2015 to July 2025. The defendants charged include a Subway sandwich shop operator, Chandrakant Lala Patel. You know, if you got a nickname called Lala, yeah. Charged with bribery, mail fraud, money laundering, conspiracy to commit visa fraud. Oakdale Police Chief Chad Doyle, charged with visa fraud, mail fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit visa fraud. Michael Freck Slaney, a marshal in Oakdale, who is charged with visa fraud, mail fraud, money laundering, and, of course, conspiracy to commit visa fraud. And also, Police Chief Glenn Dixon of Forest Hill, Louisiana, who's charged with all of the same. And Tobo Onisha, a former police chief of Glenmora, Louisiana, who is charged with visa fraud, mail fraud, and conspiracy to commit visa fraud. Now, here's the kicker, right? One of the police chiefs is a black guy. Forest Hill Police Chief Glenn Dixon, black guy. Imagine that. So why would you be mad? You ready? Authorities noticed a large number of armed robberies of people that were not from Louisiana and in some of our smaller communities in Louisiana. And defendants were alleging that those people were victims of armed robberies. Well, in fact, the armed robberies never took place. Those listed in the applications were never victims of crimes. Instead, they would pay Mr. Patel, who would in turn pay the others to falsify police reports so they could get a fraudulent visa. Patel himself was granted a U visa in 2023 based on his alleged status as an armed robbery victim. The indictment, 21 pages of it in total, also lists the first initials and names of 24 alleged victims, all of whom have the surname Patel. But almost 200 law enforcement officers executed 11 search warrants on Tuesday as part of it. That's what Homeland Security Special Agent in Charge Eric DeLon said. And the two police chiefs were arrested while they were attending a conference in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Tuesday. Personally, I think that's great. When people are gaming the system, I got no problem. Absolutely no problem. Just like this, I have to agree with Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson.
Number one.
So from JS Online, I know y'all don't like Ron Johnson. I've met him a couple times. He's a decent guy. And I don't care what you think. And he's your state senator. So your politics, once they're elected, should be thrown out the window because they represent you and you need to talk to them. So to use your politics to say you don't want to talk to somebody who controls money that comes to your state, kind of dumb. I'm just saying. It's kind of dumb. But, you know, I'm not speaking to you. I told the story. There was a woman that said, I asked her, you have a business. Are you going to the business conference that's at the governor's mansion for black business in Wisconsin? She said, I don't like Scott Walker. I didn't vote for him, so I'm not going. And I raised my hand. I said, you know, the state has like $8 or $9 billion budget. Yeah, he's the CEO and he controls how much money goes into business. Him and the legislature. And you don't like him? Okay. I don't like either. But he controls a $9 billion budget and control. Okay. Once people are in office, throw the politics out. Whether or not you like somebody. And most people have no idea why they don't like somebody. I don't like either. It's because what? He's the governor. You got to live with it. Trump's the president. You got to live with it. There's nothing you can do. Nothing. But I would suggest you go talk to Senator Ron Johnson. You know why? Because I want to know what happened to Jeffrey Epstein. I don't get it. I don't get it. First, there's information that they have a list. Then they don't have a list. Then Homeland Security and the Justice Department and everybody talks back and forth and the FBI and nobody seems to know what happened. First they said they had one, then they didn't have one. First they said they got one, well, we're not going to release it. Well, we thought we had the names, but it was actually just, we thought we had video, but it was just... The Trump administration this month declined to release additional information related to Jeffrey Epstein's death, with the Justice Department claiming they had no evidence that Epstein kept a client list. Okay, this is for those of you that don't believe that was something untoward that happened with Jeffrey Epstein. Things can happen in life. Stuff happens. I get it. We have to remember one thing. No, let me rephrase that. I would like for you to remember one thing. No matter what happens, number one, there is no such thing as a coincidence. Absolutely not. Some people think it is. Some people think it isn't. I think it isn't. There's no such thing as coincidence. Number two, when one thing happens or fails, like in the Jeffrey Epstein thing, right? Oh, a minute before midnight, the computer restarts the videotape and stores it. So there's a minute that's left off. There's also cameras everywhere where guards walk back and forth all the time, but they didn't that night. When you see guards in there, and when Jeffrey Epstein is always in his cell, as all the people are, that's why you see the guards walking on the tier back and forth, and all the prisoners are in their cells, Jeffrey Epstein was out. Why? When everybody gets blankets, but Jeffrey Epstein got multiple blankets, and instead of it being the type of blanket that made it difficult to throw up, and he got multiple blankets of the kind that were easy to tie together and put together and all that. Now, here's what we can say. They didn't get the camera fix. That's incompetence. The guard probably fell asleep because it was nighttime, 10 o'clock, and he was about to get off at 11, might have been watching a ball game. Incompetence. Jeffrey Epstein got out of his cell, was able to figure out how to do whatever he wanted to do in and out of his cell, and nobody saw him, not the guards or the video. Incompetence. When every inmate, no matter what, gets X amount of blankets or certain types of blankets, and if you're on suicide watch, there's some blankets that you don't get. Jeffrey Epstein got more than one. It's incompetence. Here's your problem with incompetence. You know what layered incompetence is? When all those things fail at the same time, when all those things come to fruition, all at the same time, within about an hour's time, within a 5 or 10 minute time that allowed somehow Jeffrey Epstein to kill himself, when the day before he was told they might be able to get him out with time served because we found the issue and we can go to the judge and get it done, and he was happy and in good spirits that evening when he talked to his lawyer, and the next day he's dead. You know what layered incompetence is called? For all those things to have to fail all at the same time, that's called intent.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So here's the deal. Epstein. What's going on with Epstein? Let me go back through my talking text line. Let me see. Should I go all the way back to the beginning? Absolutely not. If you got a call, 833-212-1017 is the number. Who said they was late for class? Sincere? You're always late walking your cat. Man, you can't walk a cat. Can a cat even stay on a leash? Come on. Come on. SC, that is correct. Those are very alarming numbers. Not really a city girl. It's scary. It's scary, and we got to do something about it. We really have to do something. Hey, Kwanda, good to see you back. I must be at home. Regarding your energy and prayers for the thunderstorm headed you guys. Well, yeah, storms are coming. Days are coming. And on top of that, Fond du Lac has flash flood warning. It's just one of those days. It's just Yep. Kwanda said, I'm so blessed I was able to get out when I did. Okay, I'm not going to read the rest of that. she has some choice words in there. She has some choice words in there. But, I mean, I want to get paid, right? I want to get paid. So, Miles said, right then again, the police chiefs are involved in it. May go for a while because their crimes go undetected or unless someone snitches. You do understand. When you start getting calls in law enforcement, they track it. And they run the numbers. And you have specialists. You have analysts that all they do is look at crime data. FBI does it too. They got algorithms that'll do it and put everything together. So when you look at it and you start to realize that all the same types of crimes are all happening in the same area, the odds of that happening are infinitesimal. Like the odds of certain things happening, like getting struck by lightning more than once at the same place, at the same time, and it's happened maybe once or twice in our lifetime. Guess what? What are the odds? And the computers caught it. And they went back and read the reports and found out a lot of the people were fictitious. All that. So, I mean, I get it. But then again, Jeffrey, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
How you doing, Dr. Harris?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I was listening to your comment a few minutes ago about you made the comment about Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
The word intent. I'm trying to get an understanding. Is this a theory that you're saying about him?
Yes.
Facts. So.
Yes. It's a theory.
Okay.
It's a theory, but all those things happening all at the same time. The odds of those things happening is so small that it's literally statistically insignificant, but they all happen on the same day at the same time. And then he hung himself. So personally, okay. I don't think he hung himself.
Right. See, somebody else, I'm going to have to talk to you outside the radio. Somebody else believed that he's still alive.
No, he's not alive. He's not alive. They got his body.
Okay, that's what the DOJ says.
His brother confirmed that he's dead. His family buried him, so I mean, or whatever they did with his body, but.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. I mean, at some point, you just have to deal with the fact that you have a guy who had parties. He made Diddy parties look like your second grader having tea in the garden at home in the backyard. That's what a freak-off was, the equivalent of a tea party in the garden with your two-year-old. Jeffrey Epstein was on the whole other thing. Now, have you heard the other stuff they talk about with Jeffrey Epstein, that he might have been a member of the intelligence community? And that's why they could never lock him up. That's why they could never get him. So was he doing it to blackmail people? Was Diddy doing it to blackmail people? See, there are rumors about Diddy, too, where people needed to get him out of the way. Like, think about this. So basically what he did is he took a girl, a woman, and I'm not diminishing it at any point. I'm just trying to make a point using my argument. He got convicted of getting a prostitute for himself, basically. And what got him in trouble is he took her over state line to another city. The domestic violence and all that stuff, that stands on its own. He should have been charged locally, and that was that. But the fact that what? I believe she waited until after the statute of limitations was over for the battery so she could sue him to get the money. That spoke volumes. She wasn't that traumatized. But then to say, who was on your video and who was at your party? And why is nobody talking? It was like Jeffrey Epstein died and nobody talked. Diddy got arrested and nobody talked. You know how they say, you can't even talk so fast. You know they say the only way to keep a secret is to keep it to yourself. The only way to keep a secret between two people is for one of them not to know. But yet, all these people went to the Diddy parties and nobody, like, they couldn't find anybody that was a famous person to come to the Diddy trial to testify. Not one. Was there an actor? Was there an actor? They were all part of his rap entourage, his hip hop entourage. And then that was it. And now he'll be going to jail and he'll probably get about a year and a half, maybe two plus time served. So less. How can that happen? Well, that can happen because now this is the conspiracy theory. Right when you start to do something that somebody else doesn't like, that happens. When somebody you might be blackmailing, you pick the wrong person to blackmail, that happens. You decide you want to blow up. I want to get out of the hip-hop scene. I want to make my money legit in business. Not legit, but hip-hop is legit. But I mean, like, I want to buy buildings and business and all that and become a multi-billionaire. And we can't make money and do placements in your videos anymore, in your music. Now we got to get rid of you. Every single time that happened, every single time somebody black and of prominence decided to step away, criminal charges came. What's that about? Am I paranoid? No. But that's why I tell people, when you talk, keep your business to yourself. When you talk and you want to do something, just do it. Shut up. When somebody asks you, hey, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing phenomenal. Everything's great. Struggling. Well, I got me a contract last week. It was $500,000 contract, and I'm cleaning parking lots for all the businesses along here, and each of them pay me like $50,000 a year, and I got 10. I got $500,000. I can hire. I can do all the work myself, and I make $500,000. 2 weeks later, everybody started canceling their contracts. Hey, I'm going to pay you out 50% on the rest of the contract, but I'm gonna find somebody else. And it dropped down to, because other people decide that he shouldn't be making any more than $200,000 or $300,000 a year. Let him keep three or four of them, but the whole block, absolutely not. See, somebody else can always come in and do something, but you can't. Somebody else can come in and have their mindset and go, "Wow, great idea." You're just not the one. You got to be careful who you share your ideas with. You have to be careful who you share your money with, because people will lie to take advantage of you. That means you have to trust but verify every single thing people say. But what it also does is makes certain people stay away from you because they know, oh, dude, if I got to deal with Dr. Ken, I'm going to have everything zip-tied and every I dotted, every T crossed, and then he gonna hand it to a lawyer. Hey, go over this before I read it so I know when I read it what's wrong. And then I'm gonna find some stuff wrong. That is how you have to be in life about everything. Hey, it's a great school to go to. Is it? Oh, what you doing? Oh, I'm checking all the complaints that have come to the school. How many times the police have gone to that address? You know you can do that, right? Your address is 1234567891010 Main Street in Goats Breath, Idaho. Guess what you can do? go to the local police. Do you have a list of all the calls for service? Because it's public record. To that address? And then they go, sure. There you go. It is a long list. You can go to Open Records and get it. I want to buy that house. No, you shouldn't buy that house. Why? Police have been there 18 times. Well, what happened? So-and-so got arrested. And then 2 years later, kids are out playing in the yard. Somebody drives by, shoots up your house. Oh, my God. Oh, I told you those neighbors were bad. No, those neighbors weren't bad. They bought a house that was a prior bad actors living there. You got to check stuff. Or you're just paranoid. Oh, okay. Right. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the other side of that. Taking a risk, even if you might fail. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be right back.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I'm just leading the chat. So, I don't really believe he's dead. That's what Not Really a City Girl said. That don't make no sense. He dead. Miles said, I don't think he killed himself. There are interviews of him where he knew he could get away with his crimes. Who interviews somebody saying they, anyway. I was accused of something on my nursing license over 15 years ago, and my license was suspended, yet my name was clear. But they still didn't prove to me what I was accused of. And you're suing them. That was 15 years ago. I think your statute of limitations might be over. Now, what you might want to do is go to the governor and have them remove the suspension. And remove the... Well, but when you get in trouble, they may... I don't know. That's weird. That is weird. That is weird. That's bizarre. It wouldn't be the first time a death was fake. That's true. That's true. Kawanda said, I work too hard to earn them. And as a black woman, nobody's about to play with me and my license. Does it matter if you were black or does it matter that you have a license and you're an RN? I say that because sometimes we infuse race in places where I don't know. Like, I don't really get the, you know, bottom line, if it's wrong, it's wrong. You just happen to be black. The Diddy Party and the Diddy Freak-Offs are two complete different things. Shocking, really? There were no celebrities at the Freak-Offs? Dude, you need to wake up. You don't really understand Hollywood or the music scene well. Dude. Okay. All right. Right. Kwanda said, go shave, Dr. Ken. It is not No Shave November. It's too fuzzy. I don't care. It'll be gone tomorrow anyway. Mind your business. Kwanda. See, people get out the hospital. They just start doing all the shenanigans. See that? Just start up all the shenanigans. All the shenanigans. They said Michael Baden did an autopsy, independent, ruled no suicide on Epstein. He also testified in the deaths of Michael Brown and the murder of George Floyd, MLK, JFK. Epstein's brother also does not believe it was suicide. I don't either. I don't think it was suicide. I think dude was killed. I really do. I really do think he was killed. Let me take one more look right quick. Let's see. Right now, there's still 5 tornado watches that are in effect. It's 77 degrees, mostly cloudy. The low tonight's going to be around 60. There's no rain, but thunderstorms are possible to start back up again around 7 o'clock. And then there's a potential for severe thunderstorms. So just because you got a lull, don't go running out and chilling and playing and going to the store, because around in about an hour, you got a surprise coming.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yep, one of them days, you're listening to Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. For windows with the strongest resilience, you need the Pella Experience. The Pella Experience Center lets you see, feel, open, close, and compare dozens of windows and door options from 7 different Pella lines side by side. Stop in, stop soon, because if you do, and you can order by July 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. Visit the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield or schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host. You heard it, Dr. Ken Harris. The analysis is coming up a little bit later. Then we'll kick into the Tory Lowe Show, where we got two knuckleheads having a great time. Tory's taking some much-needed time off. And we'll be right back in 22 hours. Hey, y'all, God bless. Take care. Thank you, chat. Thank you, White Widow. Everybody in the talking text line. Thank you, X. Appreciate you. God bless. Take care. I'm out.
Be quiet.